Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
Corinne Fuller, CorinneFuller.
All righty. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Okay.
Did I sign myself up as maybe CE is my first two initials of my name?
Oh, did you just make an account?
Oh, no, it's been ongoing since March.
Okay. So what is the first name again? Lorraine?
Corinne with a C.
Corinne. Okay, so let's see here. All right, not there. Let's try again. It could be Corinne or C-E, right?
Right. Fuller.
Okay.
F-U-L-L-E-R.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. I don't have it there. C-E, there you are. And would you please verify the address on the account?
Box 101, Earl Grey, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you.
Got it.
That's fine. So I do see your order for the cryo freeze.
Well, yes.
And how?
Yes. We're having trouble getting that. I mean, I made the first order in back in March, and nothing came. No confirmation email. So I called last week, I think it was, and they said, "Whoops, I think that got lost. We'll send you out some more." And verification. So I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, so let's have a look here.
Because if not, I'm just going to have to get my money back and forget about it.
All right, so that was on 7th. Fish are not delivered, but it is on the way. It's just waiting. It's just a post office issue. Let's see if I'm delivered. It's saying it's delivered.
No, I'm quite bad, so I'm not just can't hear just about everything you're saying.
Let's see here. Okay. Approved. Let's look at the order ID here. Okay, let's see.
They were actually resending the order last week because the first one got lost, and I still haven't got an email to confirm a tracking number or anything.
Okay. Okay, so let's see here. Get you a tracking number. It's saying it's delivered.
No, well, it hasn't been delivered. It's supposed to go to my daughter's in New York State.
Right. Okay, so let's get a little assistance with this because I'm not sure what's going on here. So I have to have someone look at this. Okay, so let's grab your name here. Okay, so we're going to have someone assist with this and pull up your account. Let's see this order. Okay, so I've got someone who's going to have a look and see what's going on with this package here so we can have a look and see what's going on. I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
So this is a reship that you're waiting on, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Is your phone sound pretty bad at your end, or is it just my line?
I can't tell. It sounds fine on my end. Well, there's a little static. Is that any better?
No. Maybe now. I don't hear it now.
Okay, so we've got a supervisor with an M2 recorder here. Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the tracking number, as my supervisor wants you to contact your post office, okay, because it's definitely a post office problem. So let's get this...
Because it's going to my daughter in Rockport, New York.
Okay, that's not the address that we have on file.
My address is different than where I'm shipping it to. Like the billing is different than the shipping.
Got you. Okay. And you placed the order online, right?
No, I actually couldn't make it work, so I did talk to a person with the first order and placed it with a person. I think it was a male.
Okay. No, the address that we have on the account is yours, that post office box.
The shipping was going to go to Natalie Fuller at Brockport, New York.
Shipping, yes, I can see that. Rockport, New York, delivered. Package size, shipment delivered. So I'm going to give you the tracking number and give the post office a call. And my supervisor is going to be looking into.
It says it's delivered to Rockport, New York.
Man. Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. All right. Yes, ma'am. It says it's delivered and with no problem. So I'm going to give you this tracking number. Contact the post office. We will have to change the address if you want another reship, and that would be kind of all we can do. So let's give you this tracking number here so they can find this for you.
And it'll be U.S. Postal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It's a long number, so bear with me here. It's 9274. 8969 0119 7355 3030 687 028.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I repeat it then back to you?
Sure, please.
9274896901973555300 687028.
That's it.
So that's obviously through the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Postal Service.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Okay, because how come...
actually, I'm sorry. It actually says it still. It says it's still in transit. There should have been an email sent to you. We'll see what we have on file for you.
Yes, I would appreciate that because I've never yet.
Yeah, we don't even have an email address on file for you. So let me add one in. What's that email? What's that email address?
It's going to be G C Fuller 7 at gmail.com.
GC Fuller 7 at gmail.com. Okay. Yeah, there wasn't an email address on file, so.
Okay. G as in Gordon, right? G?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Fuller 7 at
G as in Gordon, as in Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So we.
I can assume the tracking number will be in that email.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to request that an email be resent to you because we just added. Let's see here. All righty. So we've got the tracking number, going to have an email sent to you, and, yeah, give the post office a call and let them know that, you know, waiting on that second shipment, and we're having some trouble with that one, so you want to, you know, definitely let them know, because there's obviously some sort of problem at the post office. Yeah.
What's your name? Who am I talking to?
My name is Amy, A-M-Y.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, because I do need to have this get to my daughter's place because my other daughter is going to be driving home, so I'm trying to get it there before she leaves New York.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
I will go and track it down.
All righty. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, because, you know, unless if I have to call you back, I might just have to cancel and get my money back if this isn't going to work out.
Okay. Yeah, just give us a call and let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling out, Max Health. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.